Hey everybody, Jeff Robinson here with Churchwise Solutions. We have been working with churches for quite a few years now, and we've been helping churches in a couple different areas. Today, we want to focus on social media. And what you're going to hear about today is how one church grew from around 200 in attendance to 450, and they've had a high almost 900 on a weekend. And this is due in large part to the strategic use of social media. Now, the reason we're recording this is that so many churches out there are struggling to see results from their social media efforts, or on the other hand, not putting much effort into it because they're not seeing a return on it. And what we want to do is share with you some nuts and bolts efforts on how you can use your church social media to reach, number one, new people to help you grow your church, and then number two, to use social media as a way to bring value to your local community and followers and help them grow spiritually. And so with that being said, I want to introduce to you our guest today, and I think you're really going to like what he has to share. He's actually the lead pastor of the church that I just mentioned. So I'd like to introduce and welcome Bobby Miner of Waves of Faith in Fort Worth. So Bobby, thanks for joining me here today.
Hey Jeff, thanks a lot for having me, and yeah, I'm excited.
Excellent. So tell me a little bit about Waves and what you're doing right now at Waves of Faith.
Okay. It's a pretty unique story because Waves of Faith, we just celebrated our 16-year anniversary this past April, and I came to Waves the Sunday after 9/11 as a very unchurched person who just lived a life as far from Christ as I would say is humanly possible. And, you know, the journey over the past 15 years that I was at Waves has just been amazing. And it's where I was, where at church where I came to know Christ, where I was later baptized, later ordained, and I was on staff. And the years that I've spent on staff here, we've seen some amazing growth. But it's just been really exciting. So I'm the lead pastor of Waves of Faith. I'm the social media director for the NHCLC, which is the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, and then I'm also the social media director for the Faith and Education Coalition, which is a part of the Faith and Education, or part of the NHCLC.
Awesome. Awesome. So one thing I want to highlight today is how you came to Waves. You mentioned your story of really coming to faith through attending Waves of Faith. So what happened after that? You got called to start a church, right?
Yeah. And so let me you just gave me an opportunity to kind of give you my story, and I left some things out. But
sure.
So you know, a majority of my time in ministry, I was also very involved in corporate America. I worked for a handful of Fortune 500 companies, primarily in sales and marketing. And then, 6-7 years ago, I got involved in church consulting, initially from just strictly like your basic marketing elements, branding and web design and things like that. And then, you know, the past 4 or 5 years, it's really had a heavy emphasis on social media. And so to go back to what you just asked me, so I was at Waves from September 16, 2001, all the way up to February of 2012. And my wife and I felt God called us out to start a church. We didn't start the church immediately. We had a 7-month period where we moved to North Carolina to help restart a church. But then in August of 2012, we came back to Fort Worth to start Courageous Church. And Courageous Church was a, you know, church start that we started from ground zero. And I would say I used, with anything, I don't just use social media exclusively, but social media is always my primary vehicle. When I say primary, meaning that 80 to 90% of everything that we do revolves around a social media strategy. And so we started Courageous Church. We had our first monthly service in January of 2013. We had over 200 people there, and we launched on Easter of 2013, where we had I think the final number was like 313 people at our first Easter service.
That's incredible.
And you know, through a combination of Facebook ads, Facebook events, and then consistent, relevant Facebook posting was really what we used to kind of spread the message. And Courageous Church had a big emphasis on serving the community, and a lot of people were drawn to that. So we used that, and I remained the lead pastor of Courageous Church all the way up till December 31st, 2015. And then on January 1st of 2016, this year, Courageous Church and Ways of Faith merged, and I came back to Ways as the lead pastor. And during that time, you know, Waves had really, you know, over the years had lost a lot of people. And so, you know, the last quarter of last year, they were running about 200. And Courageous, through all the transition, we had a lot of transition and everything. We moved multiple times. We had dropped down to about 100. And then with the merger, you know, we lost some people. And so, you know, we started off, walked into it with a solid church of about 250, 275 people. But we've grown again this year now into the high 400. We had 896 on Easter. We had well over 500 on Mother's Day. And we've had a lot of high 400s on regular days. And again, it's primarily because of targeted Facebook ads and a consistent Facebook posting strategy. We've done direct mail one time, and beyond that, we haven't done anything else to market the church.
Wow. So backing up to Courageous a little bit, when you started that, I mean, how many, you took that from zero to several hundred people. What did you start with? Well, you and your wife, and how many people, you know, did you have staff members to start, or was it just basically you two?
Well, we started off, I mean, it was just me and my wife, and we began to, I created what I call a vision document. And I used that to cast the vision to a lot of people, and I began to grow my team. And so, you know, we walked into it by the time we launched, and the launch from day one, it was September 1st, 2012. So September, October, November, December, it was a four and a half month period from the very, very first step that we took as Courageous Church to when we had our first launch service. And like I said, we had over 200 people at our first monthly service because of how we use social media. But I mean, I had a lot of what I would call non-paid staff people, you know, got people in leadership right. positions that really would be on salaried staff at a lot of churches, but they bought into the vision. And
that's fantastic.
You know, so I was very fortunate to have them as a part of our team.
Right. So as you started through that, and you spoke to a little bit about this, so the types of media that you used, I mean, of course, social media, that's what we're talking about. You used some direct mail and things like that. And was social media the most effective, or can you talk to what, as you moved through that 4 month period, and then once you launched, whenever you put your efforts into the different types of media, what did you see as being the most effective?
Social media. I mean, when I say social media, I really mean Facebook. I mean, I'm on Twitter. We're active on Instagram and things like that. But I mean, it's pretty much Facebook, because there's, as of right now, I still don't believe there's a better platform to reach as many people as you can and engage them and have conversations with them than you can on Facebook. So hands down, Facebook has been the most effective out of everything that we've ever done.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on that. And that leads me right to this next point is, can you give me some specifics? Now, we're not talking, you know, nuts and bolts, but, you know, as specific as you can on how you use social media to reach the people in the community, and, you know, what kinds of things got really good results there. If you can speak to that a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, with Facebook, it's really, you know, a couple of key things. Just on the Facebook page, you need to have people like your page to engage your page. So, you know, we run, even to this day, run Facebook ads. Most of the time, we spend about $5 a day running Facebook ads, targeting people within our defined demographic of who we're trying to reach and in what zip codes. But we target them just to like our page. That's it. We're not sending them to our website. We're sending them to our Facebook page to like our page. And then once they're there, you know, we post consistent content every day. And I'll just tell you this is a little nuts and bolts though, but I would say less than 25% of what we post on our Facebook page is about our church. The other 75% is just, it's content that connects with the people that we're trying to reach. You know, scripture that speaks to them, quotes to encourage them. That's really what we do. And it's, you know, maybe one out of every four posts might be something about our church or something that we have going on at our church.
Sure. To follow that up, is there anything that you started doing that you tried that you're like, whoop, not working, and cut it out?
Not really. It's funny. Like, it's just this is the strategy has been successful. It's been successful, you know, with me and really three churches, because when we moved to North Carolina for 7 months to help restart that church there, that's a part of the story that I rarely tell. This is a church that had been around for a while that had dropped down to 18 people. And we moved to North Carolina, and I don't know anybody. And in the 7 months that we were there, the church grew from 18 people to over 60 people. And I used same thing, Facebook ads and Facebook events and Facebook posting to connect with people there. Because what it does is it allows you to reach and connect people that you probably otherwise never would have had the opportunity to do. And, you know, as you're posting content on your page and your people are sharing it, now their friends and people that they're connected to in the real world are actually seeing the content. And so it's just, it's an amazing, amazing thing. I know a lot of pastors view social media as evil, and there's absolutely a lot of ways that people use it for evil. And my gosh, during this election season, you know, I get tired of seeing all that stuff. But in spite of that, this is still an incredible tool that can be used for the kingdom, and that God can still be honored and glorified through it. And it just, I could share with you stories upon stories of people that Facebook message me asking me to pray for them and things like that. So it's still a great tool.
Well, that's exactly why I wanted to talk to you was, the incredible power of Facebook. And, you know, Jesus tells us to go to where the people are, and today it's Facebook. I mean, you look at any statistic out there around Facebook and who's using it. This is the place to go to find people in our community today, and it needs some Jesus in there. You know, there's so much that people, you know, they tell Facebook everything. We need to be putting the gospel message there to bring them in. So a while back, Bobby, you mentioned a story at Courageous about the baptisms and how X number of your baptisms that happened that year first learned about you through Facebook. Could you speak to that story?
Yeah, we during our first year as a church, we had 18 baptisms that year, and out of the 18, 16 had their first exposure to Courageous on Facebook.
That's incredible. Now, I just love that you could track back and see such a major milestone. Could you talk? I mean, how did you guys go about? Was that just a communication effort and talking to them, or how did you track that?
I mean, we have a connection card. Like we have a connection card that. Every first time guest, when they come, they fill out and we ask, how do they hear about us? Now, there are people that, you know, maybe they've heard about us through multiple ways, maybe friends or whatever, you know, have invited them. They've seen something in the past, but, you know, when they put Facebook, I mean, that's very specific. And so, you know, we probably have people that come that heard about us through Facebook and don't put it on the connection card, but we never have people that come and put that they heard about us on Facebook and that's not where they heard about us. So that's really how we track it. And then also, I mean, we get to know everybody. Like, I'll ask, you know, as I begin to know people, or they go through our 101 class or membership class, you know, I ask them, how'd you hear about Courageous, or how'd you hear about Waves Now? You know, and they'll tell us, like, oh man, I saw an ad on Facebook, or I saw a friend posting, you know, sharing or whatever. But
perfect.
It's easy to track.
Taking that information, how do you go about measuring, you know, success when it comes to your social media activity in general? Obviously, one, you guys are baptizing people. I mean, that's the goal, you know, people coming to Christ. But talk about how you measure success ongoing when it comes to social media.
I would say, I mean, there's two primary ways that I measure success here at Waves. It's how many spiritual conversations can we have with people? And, you know, whether it's you know, somebody being encouraged by something that we post, or a direct you know, like a direct message to us asking for prayer. So that's one way. And then the other way is how many people show up on Sunday that are here because of social media. You know, those are really, because it's not just how many people can we get to come here, and it's not just how many people can we connect with. It's really both. And so it's, but I don't believe there's any shortage of opportunities for social media to be successful for any church, as long as they utilize it in the correct manner, and they have a presentable product, because no different than a website. Like how you present yourself on social media has got to match up with who you are as a church. And you can run. I could have somebody. I could create a strong social media plan for somebody, and then somebody comes from, you know, from Facebook, and they come to their church for the first time, they'll never come back because of a lot of other factors. So it's not, you know, there's a lot of other things that you need to look at also. But yeah, that's how we measure success.
Gotcha. Perfect. Now, on a functional level, whether it was Courageous or currently at Waves of Faith, who does the actual activity, the actual posting of the content, or the construction of the ads and things of that nature? Do you have a staff member? Is that something you're doing?
Well, in the beginning, I did it all. I created created the content, posted the content, and everything. And then at Courageous, we had a dedicated person that we paid $1,000 a month to just to run social media. That's how big it is here. Mm-hmm. And even to this day, it's really, now it's more of a team effort. We utilize technology that makes it a lot easier, which I'm sure the pastors listening to this will hear about at some point. But then we have a couple of people that will post content and different types of content. But we have a very specific strategy as to what we're posting on each day and the why behind it. But I mean, I'll post some things as I feel led, but it doesn't, if I don't post anything on social media, we will still have a very strong social media presence because I have a couple of other people that post on a regular basis.
Excellent. All right, so social media is a very public thing. I mean, you don't want your profile, your posts to be private, so all of that is public information. So you've got both regular attenders seeing it, and you've also have potential visitors seeing your content because it's being shared socially, or someone's liking that or sharing it on their own profile. And maybe it pops into a potential visitor's feed. Or maybe they're researching your church. They're looking for churches in your area, and they come across your profile. With the different audiences in mind, how does that impact what type of posts and the type of content that you decide to put out there? And does your strategy change and evolve as your church grows?
I think it's always evolving. You know, that's mm-hmm. that's kind of a given. I don't know how much it's changed. We preach the Bible. We don't water anything down. We don't shy away from tough topics or anything. But at the same time, you know, we welcome and love everybody, and we extend grace to everyone the same way that we want grace extended to us. And so we're not, you know, the things that I'll tell you, it's more of a strategy of what we don't post maybe than the things that we do post. Like, you know, we're not posting things that are going to divide people or, you know, slam people upside their head or anything like that. I mean, you know, we'll post a lot of scripture quote graphics. We'll post a lot of encouraging quote graphics. We'll post things that challenge people too. It's not just encouragement. It's not, you know, this fluffy, it's not Christianity light by any means, but, you know, things though that, you know, that will really connect with people. That's what we do.
All right, so stepping into your social media consultant role, you mentioned that you help a couple other organizations with their social media, and you've worked with a ton of churches out there along the way too. What do you see, coming from a consultant's view, what are some of the most common mistakes that you see pastors or churches making on social media?
Well, I mean, it's really like the majority of them would fall into just a handful of categories. Okay, one thing would go back to what I said a few minutes ago. The message doesn't match reality. You know, they try to portray themselves on social media in the best possible light, but that's not the current reality of their church. You know, I say this a lot to a lot of people, you know, like nobody posts an ugly selfie. So, you know, you know, just like people do in their personal profiles where everybody's a rock star or a model or whatever, I think some churches do that as well. And then when people show up, it doesn't match. Another thing that churches do is they don't post consistently. You know, they might post once a week. They might post once a day for 3 days. They might post five times in one day, and then you don't hear anything for 2 weeks. And you have to post consistently. I mean, there are lots of tools out there that you can use where you can set up a posting schedule and, you know, post at the same times every day. So there's really no excuse. But you got to post consistent content. And then the other big mistake I would say churches make is all they do is they just post only about themselves. It's like, you know, an online announcement board, and that's going to turn people off. If you've ever had a friend that you sit down with them, and if every time you called your friend on the phone, all they do is talk about themselves for 20 minutes, you're going to begin to tune them out. And people do the same thing. And so you have to post content that will connect with them and content that they find valuable, that doesn't have anything to do with your church. And I'll really say those are the big things, is not posting consistently, in posting about themselves more than anything, and then posting things that don't match up with their current reality.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more there. So to wrap things up, Bobby, I can't thank you enough for spending some of your day with us here. But I want to just give you a chance to give us a couple of sentences of advice, basically. If you had a group of pastors sitting in front of you, and they were sitting there, and you had an opportunity to advise them with social media, what advice would you give them on how to use social media to grow their church?
Well, I would say one of the first things I would say is to not fear social media. I know, and if you're not on social media, I would say you need to get on social media, at the very least Facebook. You may not like it, but you have to go to where the people are. And so on your personal profile, you don't have to post you don't have to post 100 times a day or anything, but you do need to have a presence, and you can't underestimate how God will use it and use you and use your voice to encourage people and to connect people to Him. And so do it. And another thing I want people to understand, like, I'm not this 30-year-old hipster millennial church planner. I'm 50. I just turned 50. And so, you know, while I'm not like the most techie person out there or anything, but I have embraced social media and I've seen the fruits of it. So, I mean, that's really what I would say. It's just, it's, if you're not doing it, do it. And if you need help doing it, there's lots of people out there that can help you, but you're missing a tremendous opportunity to connect with people in your community and connect with people in your city that are far from Christ.
Well, gosh, that's fantastic, Bobby. Well, I can't thank you enough for your time. This information was fantastic. It's helpful to me, but I'm sure all the pastors out there that are going to hear this are going to come away, and it's going to give them an opportunity to jump in and help grow their church. And again, thanks, and look forward to chatting with you soon.
All right, thanks a lot, Jeff. Good luck, guys.
All righty, talk to you later.
Bye.